Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Amy in Oceanside, California, welcome.
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. My question is, do you think it's appropriate for me to expose my children to Easter egg hunts, or does it somehow take away from the true meaning of Easter?
I'll put it this way. That's a good question, Amy. If the children, if your children are being raised knowing what Easter is all about, this is about Jesus Christ, his resurrection from the dead. He is our Lord and Savior. He proved that, proved his divinity by rising from the dead, etc. And that's the focus, the foundation of their understanding of Easter, and it's really clear to them, then no, I don't see any problem with the more secular dimension of Easter, Easter eggs and egg hunts and things like that. There's no harm in that per se, as long as they have the foundation of the real meaning, and that's front and center. And I would say in the same way as Christmas can be celebrated, we, in our culture, people who are not religious celebrate Christmas, but they're not celebrating it for the real meaning, of course, Jesus and his birth. So there too, if your children are being taught and they understand that I'm celebrating Christmas because Jesus was born, he is my Savior, he is the gift that surpasses all other gifts, and yet you still have a Christmas tree and you still give presents and things like that, no problem whatsoever, in my opinion.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Patrick.
You're welcome, Amy.
I'm a big fan and such a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Kind of you. You can join me by listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on the Relevant Radio app, live each weekday at 8 to 11 a.m. And thanks for listening.